Today we begin our first conversation that is all about manifesting wealth through freedom. And today we want to talk about what we mean in terms of freedom and wealth, and even what the word manifesting might mean. So as we define our terms, we begin with the word manifesting. We like to say that manifesting is what you're doing. It's the reason why you're here. If you're paying attention to us and you're listening to these words with your ears and can comprehend the words that are being spoken for you on your behalf and to your benefit, then you are indeed manifesting, because this voice itself is a manifesting form that is coming into your reality, arising to meet you as a result of your desire. Desire that has been driven by contrast. In other words, the difference between one thing and another has brought you to this place. And we don't mean in any sort of predetermined or destined way. We mean in alignment with what it is that you indeed are wanting. You don't have to like what you're manifesting, but you are manifesting everything. And everything that you have is something that you're manifesting. And that includes all the objects, all the environments, the conditions, the situations, the relationships, everything about your physicality. Anything you interact with through your body is a manifesting form. Notice we're not using the noun form, manifestation. We're talking about manifesting as an ongoing, continuing experience. And it is experiential. The entire point of manifesting is you have a body, you want to experience things through your body, and you're manifesting these things. These things include forms of abundance. Wealth is a form of abundance. Cash is a very specific form of wealth. We're not trying to be really technical here. We're just using these terms to be more specific so that we can say very clearly that you are indeed manifesting wealth. In fact, you are surrounded by it. You're sitting in it. And one of the forms that wealth takes is cash, dollars, pounds, euro, whatever currency floats your boat. We don't necessarily mean just currency notes. We mean cash as in your capacity to spend money and go out and do with it as you will, likely taking the form of a plastic card or a device that you tap up against another device and it goes beep and off you go. Every bit of cash that you have at your disposal, every penny, every pound, every euro, every cent that you have, every dollar, every ruble, every bit of cash that you have, you are manifesting. You did not make this money. You did not do anything to deserve it. You have it because you desire its manifesting form. Freedom is an expression of unconditional love. Unconditional love is who you are. It's who you are in essence. It's the source of your being. It's how you're expressing yourself, and every form that you can see and interact with is an expression of that unconditional love. As unconditional love comes into form, it's as though it is light being broken up by a prism. And so it spreads out in a ray of color. Now, color, prism, these are metaphors. We don't mean this literally. But one of the colors that unconditional love takes is freedom. Others are abundance, joy, peace, affinity, alignment, how wonderful it is just to be here. And that's a word that we use, a phrase that we use to describe what delight is. And that's what you're doing here. So one of the forms that the unconditional love that you are is taking is the fact that you are here manifesting through your physical body for the reason and the purpose of delight, and for no other reason and no other purpose. You may think you have some sort of grand plan to act out here, and maybe you do if that is your choice, but that's a choice you're making now. It's not something you were destined to do. It's something you came here in this moment today to be part of. Manifesting wealth through freedom means that while you can manifest wealth in the form of cash in any way you wish, using any vibrational tone, from despair to joy and back, Your manifesting doesn't just happen because you're happy. It happens because you decided to allow it. It can have any vibrational tone you choose to give to it. Manifesting wealth through freedom is the fastest way to manifest wealth, as far as we're concerned. And one of the statements that we often use to describe this is to say that you can have anything you want as long as you're willing to not have it. The basis of that statement is freedom. Your willingness to not have something is an expression of freedom, because you're not binding yourself to a form. We understand in your culture that you do believe that it is necessary, quite necessary, to be persistent in the pursuit of an idea and to make it happen. We couldn't possibly disagree more. That is not, from our perspective, a powerful way or even a useful way to be about what it is that you desire. Allowing it and letting it flow through you, for you, on your behalf and to your benefit is not only a powerful way to do it, it is actually the only way that it happens. Anything else that you're conceiving of here would literally be a constructed idea, which is not wrong, because you're never wrong in what you're doing. It's just that it's not very useful and it's not very powerful, and it usually has to do with multiple steps and things taking a while and requiring some sort of kind of way of presenting yourself and positioning yourself to be just in the right place at the right time in the right way according to your own design, which will keep you very busy. And that's part of the reason we know that many of you follow that line, but it isn't particularly helpful. Today, we're reminding you of something you already know, that the fastest way to get anywhere, to have anything, is through freedom. Freedom is, if you're listening to these words and you have any affinity for what we're saying, freedom is likely your North Star. And when we say a North Star, we mean it's your guiding principle. It's the thing that is really, really, really important to you. And it is likely overridingly more important than almost just about anything. We're not saying it should be. These are not instructions we're giving you. We're not laying out principles. We're just saying it likely is. Manifesting wealth through freedom means freedom first, wealth follows. Vibrationally speaking, you are a being of light manifesting all manner of form. And unconditional love is the basis of all of this. And it is unconditional. And the unconditional part of unconditional love is one of the places where you will find the prism, the red, the gold, the blue of freedom. And we don't mean this as an aspirational statement like you should aspire to freedom or you should achieve freedom. You can't achieve it. It's a state. It's a vibrational state. It's a tone that is within you already. And it can express itself, oh, indeed. But it isn't required, nor are you obligated to take this approach. But you certainly can. And we do recommend that you give yourself this permission, not because you should, but because it feels better, likely. Now, sometimes we will say things and you will hear things likely in this series of conversations that you don't like, and that's perfectly fine. Part of this conversation about freedom is that freedom is everywhere and it is available to you all the time, and it is not conditional. You are not bound to anything, and that includes the fact that you are not bound to this conversation as being the end-all, the be-all. This conversation, these series of conversations, are about opportunities, possibilities, and potentialities. You are not required to do anything we suggest. We're just a bunch of fucking stupid ghosts, and you can discard anything we say that does not please you. We recommend instead you pay attention to your intuition above all things, using your intuition as the discernment of what feels better, which is what's in alignment for you, versus what feels worse, which is something that is not in alignment for you. We recommend alignment. We highly recommend alignment over all things, including anything we might ever say. Manifesting freedom, manifesting wealth. The freedom does take its expression as wealth. That's likely something you have in common with everyone else who is part of this conversation. That wealth is something very, very, very significant to you. If you treat it as aspirational, it's going to seem very far away. If you recognize that you have it and you're sitting in the middle of it, it's going to become quite obvious and imminent and present. And you'll see it and you'll be in the middle of it and you'll know that it's true and real. It may be a little bit of a practice to do this, but that's part of what we'll be talking about through this series. You have cash now. If you look at your wallet, if you look at the jar on the kitchen counter, if you look at your bank account, no matter what the number is, you have cash now. You can't get something that you don't have. It's literally impossible. But you can amplify something you already have. And in the amplifying, it takes on different forms and different shapes. But abundance is your birthright. It's not your birthright as though it was something you were given. It's the reason why you're here. It's one of those lights, those colors that come through the prism. It's a form that unconditional love takes. When you combine freedom and abundance, things move along rather quickly. You find yourself sitting in the middle of things you really enjoy sitting in the middle of. And it gets a lot easier. The easiest thing in the world to be about is freedom. Remember, when we're saying these things, we're not making declarations of essential truths. We're talking about a very specific thing in relationship to what you yourself are wanting. So when we say that the easiest thing in the world is freedom, it may not apply to your neighbor. It may not apply to anyone else you know. For some, freedom, the vibration of freedom, we don't mean the state of freedom. We don't mean the form of freedom. We mean the vibration of freedom. For some, the vibration of freedom is quite foreign. Some prefer the vibration of joy. Some prefer the vibration of abundance. Some prefer the vibration of peace. Some prefer the vibration of magic or delight or wonder or amazement. You here likely prefer the vibration of freedom. That's likely going to be, again, as we said, your North Star, the thing that most inspires you, that most feels in alignment with who you really are. And freedom is not liberation. Freedom is something you can have while shackled to the wall in the cell, far in the basement of the castle keep. It is not something that is situational or circumstantial. Freedom is a vibrational tone, and it's associated with thoughts, not forms. Now, forms will rise up, like cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, in relationship to freedom when you begin to put your intention in that direction. And that's what this series is about. The final thing we'll say here before we bring a process about is that we invite you to pay attention to not so much what we're saying, but how you feel as we are saying the words that we are saying. We'd recommend you look for the thoughts that feel better and practice those thoughts. We invite you to pay attention to the fact that you're in this right place at this right time in this right way, and everything that's happening here is happening indeed on your behalf and to your benefit. Pay attention to that fact, not that aspirational idea, not that thing that can be achieved. But the fact that everything that is happening here is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. There's a great deal of freedom inherent in your awareness of that fact. That is an expression of freedom. You're not bound by anything, because everything is happening for you, not to you, not against you, but for you. So the process we offer today, which is how we'll close this conversation, is one that allows you to tap into the vibrational tone of freedom, to discover what that means to you. This isn't a fixed point. This is what it means to you right now. This is a process you can use at any time that you wish to do so, to bring yourself back to the awareness of the freedom that is within you. So we begin this process without any further ado, reminding you that a process that we offer is a template. It is not the thing to do. It is a thing you can do. Amend it, edit it, delete it if you wish. You do not have to do what we're suggesting. If you don't wish to participate, just simply observe, and you will notice whatever it is that we're doing and whatever it is that we're up to and what pieces and parts you want to use and take and make your own. So with that, we'll begin this process with these following words. We invite you to take a very deep breath. And as you do, we invite you to allow yourself to relax wherever you are. If you wish, you can close your eyes at this point, taking another deep breath. And just notice that where you are physically at this moment is the perfect place to be. You have never been anywhere as magnificent as where you are at this moment. Noticing whether you have any opinions about what we just stated, take another deep breath. And regardless of those opinions, pay attention to the fact that you are sitting or resting wherever it is that you are sitting or resting, and that all is well. Notice that in this moment, you are free to choose what you think, where you go, and what you do. Whatever appears to confine you is just simply that, it's an appearance. Taking another deep breath, we invite you to notice that this moment, again, is the most magnificent moment you've ever been in. And noticing any opinions that you might have about what that means or what it says or whether it's true, take another deep breath. All you're doing right now is allowing yourself to be present. You're sitting where you're sitting or resting where you're resting, and all is well. Taking another deep breath, we invite you to notice that, again, you are in the perfectly placed, magnificent moment, the best that's ever been. and noticing whether you have opinions about what we just said, take another deep breath. Realize you're sitting where you're sitting, resting where you're resting, simply present, having thoughts, some of what you like, some of what you don't. But you are not defined by these thoughts. You are not confined by these thoughts. You are free to choose whichever thought you wish to put attention on, whichever thought you wish to resist, if you wish. These are fundamental choices that you are making each and every moment of each and every day, regardless of where you sit or stand, whether you're running or walking or sitting perfectly still, listening or talking, writing or reading, whatever you're doing. You choose your thoughts and your actions. You're not bound to them. They express themselves through you. Taking another deep breath, we invite you to notice once again that you're in the right place, a magnificent place, the best place you've ever been. And again, notice the opinions that you have about this statement that we are making. You get to choose whether to agree with these opinions or not. This is your freedom. You get to choose, and you cannot make a wrong choice. And as you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice that you can come back to this place at any time, in any moment that you wish. You can always take a deep breath and remember who you are, where you are, in the way you are. And as wonderful and as delightful and as magical as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.